You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. 562 people were murdered in Philadelphia last year, and majority died as a result of gun violence. And while we tend to focus on those who did not make it, thousands more were shot and are still alive dealing with the trauma of what was probably one of the most harrowing days of their lives. Arondi McClain understands their pain. He was shot in the head at age 10 in Philadelphia. It took him 12 years to recover from his injuries. And two decades later, he's no longer a victim. He's a survivor, an activist. He's a dad and author of the book, PTSD Won't Define Me. And he's here. Arondi, I hear one of your little ones back there.
Yeah, I'm home with them today.
Well, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
When you hear that number, 562, and of all the shootings in Philadelphia, what goes through your mind?
It's tragic. I've been through that pain. Like, getting shot is the worst feeling ever. But them 560 people are not here anymore. I don't understand that pain, but getting shot of that pain.
And we had well over 2,000 shootings last year. I mean, so many people. Tell us a little bit about your experience that took place in 2000, so 22 years ago.
I was 10 years old. I lived in K&A. My mom was like, I don't like this neighborhood no more because it was drug infested, shooting every day. We moved to Mount Airy. This was April 1st, April 3rd. I walked to the Chinese store. The bus wasn't coming. I hear shots. That's how I got shot in the back of the head. The cops was right there. They picked me up, took me to the hospital. I died for 2 minutes and 17 seconds. I had an outer body experience. For that 2 minutes and 17 seconds felt like 10 years for me. I was climbing this ladder. It was a peaceful moment when I was on the other side. I was getting to the light. I'm 10 years old, but I felt like I was an athlete. I felt so good. And somebody pulled my leg. I woke out of the coma. But they was telling me, oh, you was in a coma for 7 weeks. But I'm like, wait, really? I didn't know what was going on. Yeah.
You wake up. And what was it like realizing the injuries that you had?
Oh, it was terrifying. Well, so I couldn't talk. I couldn't walk. I used to be right-handed. Now I'm left-handed. I had to wear a helmet. I was in a wheelchair for 2 years.
I've read that people were telling you it was nothing but God that you survived and that this was the biggest blessing, but you felt differently. Explain.
I don't want people to take it the wrong way. So I tried to take my life 23 times because when I was on that ladder, I could use my hands. I was thinking. I was smart. In reality, I was in a wheelchair. Had to wear a helmet. A 10-year-old boy is not supposed to be like that. How I just wake up and be like that? Then I felt like an idiot. Like, you're not dreaming. This is for real.
So you, the cool kid, wakes up and you're like, what in the world am I in?
People don't understand. Like, I questioned God too because I'm 10. Why would you do this to me? But now I understand. Older, it was a test. Now I got a purpose in life. It's millions of victims that feel the same way, but some don't find their purpose in life. That's why I'm here to explain to them. Once you find your purpose, I graduated college. I'm used to my right arm being paralyzed. Now I'm left-handed. So I'm like, okay, this is who you are. You can't change nothing that's written in stone.
And so is this when you sort of realized you were going to be okay?
Yes. And I had a lot of support system. My sisters, my mom. But they didn't get shot, so I wasn't trying to hear nothing they were saying. Now, I got thousands of support systems because I found a lot of victims that felt like me.
And so you actually work at the VA with people who are dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. Do you feel like you have a lot in common with these veterans?
At work, I feel at home. I feel safe. When I do groups, I feel like this is my coping skill to help them out, and they're actually helping me out.
You're now a dad.
Yes, a 5.
Congratulations. How does that make you feel?
I feel good. Like, I used to be scared, like, oh my God, because I'm married now. I'm like, how I explain to my wife, because she's normal and I'm not normal. But she's just like, okay, I understand. I read the articles. It's okay. and the five kids, the doctor told me I wasn't going to have no kids. You can beat the odds. It's okay. As long as you got the support system, you'll be fine.
You wrote a book. It's called PTSD Won't Define Me. Tell me about the book and why you decided to write it.
Once you diagnose with PTSD, I don't tell the world, oh, it's over. I don't have PTSD anymore. It just won't define me. It's not going to control my life. Yes, I still have nightmares. I still have, like, waking up and be like, you know what? I can't sleep. I still sleep 2-3 hours of the night, but it won't define me. I still wake up in the morning and go to work, take care of the kids and do all that normal stuff. So the book is about just some of the coping skills that I use that I think other people in the world could use.
And not just gun violence survivors, but anybody who survives some trauma.
Any trauma victim, whether it is spiritually, emotionally, anything.
Why do you want to share your story? I mean, because I know it must be painful to kind of sit and talk about what happened to you in 2000. And what do you want folks to know?
I feel like me sharing my story will open up other victims to share their story. Because not come outside, because I didn't want nobody to know what's going on with me. Now the whole world know. And I say, they say, hey, Ronnie. I say, oh, you want to talk to me? Hey, how you doing? So I feel like sharing is like the best thing you could do.
Thank you so much to you, Arandi, for sharing your story and for surviving.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Arandi McLean is founder of the McLean Foundation. His book, PTSD Won't Define Me, is available for purchase on Amazon.com. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.